Like thousands of pre-adolescent girls, critic Maureen Carrigan found her first role model in girl detective Nancy Drew, heroine of the popular mystery series. Carrigan says that future generations may not have the same opportunity.
A few years ago, I was riding with a friend on the Jersey Turnpike when suddenly she slammed on the brakes to avoid hitting a car drifting into our lane. Afterwards, I realized that I had relaxed my body to prepare for a collision because an image of Nancy Drew had flashed into my mind. Her convertible was about to ram some thug's jalopy, and Nancy, correctly, relaxed her body just before the moment of impact. I know now that in times of crisis, I'll be able to recall the other life-saving tips Nancy taught me. Everything from how to signal SOS to how to hold my hands when being tied up so I can slip the knots and escape. I read my first Nancy Drew when I was 8. The Ghost of Blackwood Hall was in my Christmas stocking. That magic reading initiated me into a network of girl detectives who spoke in a Baroque code. Nancy was always identified as a Titian-haired sleuth, and she drove convertibles, or roadsters. Her boyfriend, Ned Nickerson, was her beau, and she often used the highbrow contraction, shant. These weren't exactly everyday words in Queens, so my family thought I'd become odd. But like most other Nancy fans, I later aced the vocabulary section of the SATs. The language of the series created an aristocratic worldview that fascinated simple girls like me. Nancy was always saving wealthy clients from swarthy, unkempt goons named Stumpy or Mr. Wart. The books also fed our pre-adolescent Electra complexes. Nancy's father, Carson Drew, was handsome, distinguished, and widowed. The Drew's matronly housekeeper, Hannah Groon, was no threat to the father-daughter bond. In a 1975 book called The Girl Sleuth, Bobby Ann Mason speculates on the sexual subtext of the Nancy Drew mysteries. She jokes that because Nancy is always delving into secret compartments, the series celebrates a girl's discovery of masturbation. Eek! Nancy would rather die first. I treasure Nancy Drew as the first autonomous female I met in fiction, so I was thrilled when a friend told me her daughter Eileen had started reading the books. I went to buy some for her and discovered that publishers had done what all the thugs in River Heights couldn't. They rubbed out Nancy. She's now a girl of the 80s. She goes to rock concerts and Fort Lauderdale for spring break. Hannah Groon serves pizza and curry instead of those wasp tea sandwiches, and Ned even kisses Nancy. Only her Titian hair has survived the vocabulary purge, though Nancy's self-reliance and class prejudice have remained intact. Why do publishers update certain books? Are the social myths of Heidi any more universal? Granted, Nancy Drew is a commercial series, but Little Women was also part of a girl's series, and we wouldn't dream of tampering with it. The new books are probably okay, but I'm a purist about pop culture, so this Christmas I'm giving Eileen my old copy of The Password to Larkspur Lane. That's the one where Nancy teaches us how to train homing pigeons, trace our family coat of arms, outwit jewel thieves, and fend off a moonstruck Ned Nickerson. It's information every girl still needs to know.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.